Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting sixth. The DH, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Hartzell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Len Barker. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barker juggles the ball. That's an error on Barker. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landreau. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Landreau steals second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball four. Manning moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. Hara moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hara scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Thornton scores. Hassey moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hassey moves to third. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartzell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Landreau moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Alexander scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hargrove moves to third. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargrove scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Pete Redfern now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Manning picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manning. Jackson scores. Borgman goes all the way around to score. Powell moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. Landreau moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landreau tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hera moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hera scores. Hassey moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer strikes out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields the ball and throws to Spilner covering. Safe. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Adams reaches second base with a double. Landreau goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Indians. Sid Monge now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. John Castano now playing third base. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Hara steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. One out. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hara moves to third. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive towards third. Hara reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Willie Norwood pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Norwood now playing right field. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verizer. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-4 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smalley moves to second. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landreau strikes out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.